If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 431, where Crawler's just taking over everything. He's like, welcome, my minions, like, kneel before me. No, it's so good to be back, guys. Crawler, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you, playing Vampire Survivors a lot because it came out today, and I now own it on four different platforms.
Jeezy, how are you?
What's going on, G-Skirds? I'm not playing Vampire Survivors.
But yes. You're a loser.
I might play it. I just know that I'll get addicted to it, and I don't know if that's something I need.
I didn't pay any money. It was free. Girl math.
Crawler, I just saw you play for like another 20 minutes before we started the show, so a little nervous.
Have you guys seen Girl Math on TikTok?
No.
You haven't seen Girl Math on TikTok? It's like these... Australian DJ, radio DJs that like justify girl purchases or whatever, like a handbag, and they pretty much find a way to make it free. And so yeah, this Vampire Survivors was Girl Math free for me because I had gold points.
Ooh, okay, all right, Johnny, how are you?
I'm good. I'm definitely not also playing Vampire Survivors right now.
That makes me think you are.
Everybody should play Vampire Survivors. It's $5. And it is probably the most worth it you will get out of, like, it's the most value you'll get for a game.
And if you have an Xbox and you have Game Pass, it's already there, but now it's portable. So if you have a Steam Deck, if you have a $600 portable machine, then you can play it as well. But now it's on the Switch.
All right. Well, before we get started, guys, make sure to head on over to the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord. Come hang out. We would love to chat games with you. And this Saturday afternoon, I'm going to be doing a little bit of streaming to help get Crawler up to Seattle for PAX. And so you guys get to choose the game I play. Just by throwing a little donation at the stream there. So if you've got games, they have to be in my library, but I'll even fire up the Xbox, or I have a Wii and a Wii U hooked up so we can do GameCube and older games as well. So if there's some games you want me to play, so that we can get Crawler up to me for PAX West, we're going to be covering it live, and, It's going to be a good time. So come and hang out for that on Saturday afternoon. And before we jump into it, Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spots to connect with me are TikTok and Twitter, or X, whatever we're calling it now. I don't know. Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. Also in the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord.
And Cheesy.
You can find me, I guess, on X. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, CheezyC64, CheezyC64, and also on Communication Error. Shout out to Cryptic and Brody in the chat. What's going on?
I love that. Johnny, where can people connect with you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and the Communication Error podcast. And Cheesy sucking up to Cryptic and Brody.
Okay. I mean, we got quite a few people in here right now. So welcome on in, everybody. If you're just lurking, we're so glad you're here. Thank you for hanging out with us live. We shoot for Thursdays at around 7:30 Pacific. It's 8 Pacific today because
Vampire Survivors, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was running a little bit late, so it's just the way it goes. But we have a ton to talk about. I've got tabs open for days. So if you guys want, we can just start going through the list here.
The news from the last 2 weeks, because we were slacking.
Yeah, yeah. I just have the news from like today pulled up. So, you know, that's still a hefty amount. I want to get this. There we go. I like it better like this. Come on, come on. There it is. What does this do? Oh, look at that.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's a fancy look for us. So.
And if you're curious, turn on the video on Spotify or go to YouTube.
Yeah. Yep, the audio listeners are like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
They hear us, yeah.
That's nice.
Well, apparently Red Dead Redemption, which is out on the eShop today, is running relatively well. According to Nintendo Life, they've got a YouTube video up on their channel, and they said the footage below speaks for itself. It's looking and running pretty darn smoothly. It sounds very cowboy. Rockstar,
I would hope,
said
13-year-old game would run smoothly on a system that's out today.
Yeah. Rockstar says it has the game. The game should run at a consistent 30 FPS. And from what they've played so far, that seems to be the case. Time will tell, of course, but for now, check out 8 minutes of our time with Red Dead Redemption.
So they're just saying 8 minutes, like this is an 8 minute sample. How long is this game?
Nine minutes.
A lot of hours. I put a lot of hours in that game. Do we know if multiplayer is in this?
No, it's not. It's not.
It says players one over on the side there. So that's unfortunate because the multiplayer was fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing that they got rid of. That was a feature that they got rid of for this port, was multiplayer. But you do get the Undead Nightmares DLC. I know a lot of people are upset about the price tag because it's $50. I picked it up.
So, yeah. What are you complaining about, everyone? Johnny picked it up.
Get over it.
I have the disc on my Xbox. I can put it in and play it anytime I want.
And you play it in like 4K, right?
4K, because I can play it backwards compatible.
Upgraded for the... I don't know. I'm excited to play it in like handheld mode. Mm-hmm. That's because apparently this is not on Steam or you know.
No, it's never been on PC.
PC. Technically, I guess there are ways, but if you want to play it portably, the way to play it portably officially is
legally
on the Switch. Yeah.
Looks good to me. I mean, will I play it? No, but it looks good. It's, you know, I know this, the thing for me, when I think about this game, my son was like probably 10 or 11 and he played the multiplayer of this game, like he had clans and it was one of those things where like I'm like, this is a Rockstar game, should I be letting you play this, you know what I mean? like but he invested hours and hours into this game on Xbox.
I think so. The first one's a lot better than the second one.
Oh, interesting. Well,
I was just bored playing the second one.
Well, speaking
of too slow
of Johnny spending money,
oh my God.
Fall Guys goes totally tubular with new TMNT cosmetics. Did you get them all, John?
I did not. I actually have not loaded this up. I kind of forgot that this was happening. Yeah, I think it just came out.
Are they expensive as the turtles in
Street Fighter?
Because it's going to cost $60 to get the characters in Street Fighter. That was the big controversy
I actually really like how these look in Fall Guys. Like it look they look like turtles.
It fits the aesthetic. Yeah. For sure.
It's the best looking Fall Guy characters I think I've seen.
And it's definitely the movie tie-in because they look like the movie versions of.
Well, aren't they also getting ready to bring back the 80s cartoon?
I heard something about Nickelodeon just getting rights
in I think in our Discord, but I think I had seen something.
They are pushing Turtles content because there's DLC coming out at the end of the month for Shredder's Revenge too, right?
Yes. August 31st. Yeah, the Fall Guy stuff looks, I mean, it looks great. It's just one of those games that like
it had its moment in the sun and then it's kind of, it has,
yeah, it doesn't seem to have the pull that I really thought that I really thought it would, you know.
This doesn't have the price of the doesn't have the price in there at all.
Well, no, cause you got to convert real money to fake currency and then you got to buy it. And then
because like Crawler said, the cosmetics in Street Fighter VI totaled like $60.
Yeah, which is that's,
and those were just skins on top of a character, even, right? It wasn't even that they were their own fighters.
Yeah. I would think that these are probably $10 each. There might be a bundle for like $30.
Are there tie-in events? Because sometimes they do that when they have these cool, like there was I forget what the last movie was that they did something like that, where it was its own kind of matchmaking queue that was for the character. Like you could earn.
Yeah. For like Halo. They did that for Halo.
Yeah. It was for the Halo show. Event. Master Cheeks.
Oh, that's right.
Master Cheeks.
Master Cheeks. Yep.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I love seeing all this turtle stuff. Like I'm all about it. Have you guys been into the like just the toy aisle at any of the like Target or anything?
Mm-mm.
There are certain things that like you see that you had as a child that were like, whoa, that is such a flood of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. They re-released the four turtles that I played with the most. And it was the ones that their backs opened up and you could store a bunch of bunch of weapons. I mean, I still have them, but to see them in the original box, like
the blister pack,
I don't know. It like, I was like, oh my gosh, if I had room, my walls are just coming in around me. But like, yeah, anything Turtles, anything Transformers, anything Nintendo, it gets me. And Star Wars, like those things, I'm just like, I'm a sucker for.
So the other night I set out to organize my physical Switch games over here and like they're alphabetized, but like I ran out of space and so I like cleared off another shelf and I was gonna be like, I'll get stuff alphabetized, and I ran out of space with an extra shelf and so I just went back to throwing stuff just kind of sideways on there. I ran out of space as well. It's a problem.
Yeah, we have
yeah, there's a way you could avoid that problem. No fun.
Buy digital
because then I have to buy more memory cards.
I'm on the verge of buying an
M.2 drive for my PlayStation just because I'm sick of moving stuff in and around.
Well, it's a new Walking Dead game. It allows you to rewrite some of the events from the show that's making its way over to the Switch. It is going to be, it doesn't have an announcement or a date yet, but it is going to be $50.
Are we rewriting the show like the show rewrote the comics? Is that what
we're doing? I guess so. I guess so. So it says this is a narrative. Oh, go ahead.
Is this coming to Switch?
Yeah, it's coming to Switch, PS4, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S.
I love the Walking Dead show. I loved it.
I was waiting for something from Johnny. He's just like,
Oh, it says yes, it's coming to Switch. Okay. It even says like yes, it's coming to Switch. No, I was reading the article. This is a problem. Like, if you put the article up, you're trying to have me like do two things at one time. It just doesn't work.
I got it.
But I love the show. Don't give
Johnny bubblegum and ask him to walk. So
yeah, exactly.
So it does say this narrative-based action adventure game that looks to set to follow the events of the first four seasons of the popular AMC show until it doesn't. The unique gimmick here is that the show's key turning points are in your hands. Didn't like one character's death in the early season? You can choose to keep them alive in place of another.
That is pretty cool.
It kind of is. Yeah. Like choose your own adventure, Walking Dead. I don't. That doesn't really look like Rick to me, but that's just me, no. I guess. I don't know.
Keep Dale alive. Keep Dale alive.
Keep Dale alive. Yeah. Yes.
Carl, first one cut off.
Coral.
Done.
Coral.
Coral.
You guys, I don't even want to read these Japanese MPDs. I don't even want to look at them.
Okay. Why not?
Number one, Pikmin 4.
Woo!
It was a rough go 100%ing it, but you know.
Did you even 1% it?
I mean, if the demo saved my progress, I'm somewhere.
I'm pulling up your account right now and I'm gonna look.
Don't look at my account. Don't
Pikmin 4 played a little while. There is no Pikmin 4 on here except for the demo, and it's been.
I can tell you how much he played. He played 15 minutes of it.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He bought it anyway,
and then turned it off.
The only thing we need is people to buy it. We don't care if they play it. They just need to buy it.
I've been slipping, you guys. I've been slipping. I didn't buy Advance Wars.
You didn't?
And I did not buy Pikmin.
Oh, you didn't buy Pikmin.
I've been slipping. I'm like, I haven't played. Like, I have a backlog of games that are not open. I have Zelda just sitting here going, you ever going to update me?
No, you know, don't like, update it. I have a separate Switch that's not updated. Yeah, I've moved to play most of my stuff on my Splatoon Switch, and my regular OLED is just sitting there stuck on 1.02.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So, but I mean, shout out to Pikmin 4 for staying at the top of the charts in Japan. But Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, like, we need to start a campaign that, like,
stop
buying it. Stop. Okay? Stop it. It.
How does it sell more than Tears of the Kingdom?
That's a great question. That's a better question. John, is how is it selling more?
Because people are wanting to show them Nintendo that we want Mario Kart 9, and if we don't keep buying Mario Kart 8, how will they know?
That'll show them. Given the billionaires more money.
It says Josh was fulfilled with being a gamer with 1-2 Switch and doesn't need to play another game.
I didn't buy that. I regret that purchase.
I never went and got it. We played it with John, and then I never did it. Like, I just haven't been buying games I'm not going to play right now.
I played it with,
like,
my kids and my nephews, and as soon as it made me hide a Joy-Con, I was like, this is... And then you went to go hide it in a fairly large room, and there's like, can't connect to the Joy-Con. It's like, this is...
You're more mad that you never found it because you hit it so well. No.
You know, they have there's a Find My Joy-Con feature on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, which Johnny is pretty, made a whole video about
that. They just gamified that feature. That's all they did.
Well, it just vibrates.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It just vibrates.
So number three, guys, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Number four, Minecraft. Number five, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Is it just regular Minecraft? Or is it...
Yeah, regular Minecraft.
Well, it says Nintendo. Is this just Nintendo Switch sales, or is this all hardware or all software sales?
I mean, to me, it looks like it's only Nintendo stuff.
Because I would think Baldur's Gate would be on there.
But that's all digital. Maybe they don't track that.
No, MPD includes digital stuff now.
Well, this is Japanese. It's not MPD.
It doesn't say if it, but they do include different. There was 29 2DS LLs sold, so I just want to make sure that those, you know, number 9 on the list for hardware. Yeah, it does. This is just showing Nintendo, so I can't imagine that only Nintendo games are in the top 10. But also, I wouldn't be completely surprised if that was the case.
I mean, what else?
I have a hard time believing that games that only did like, you know, less than 6,000 Mario Party Superstars is outselling other things.
Hey, but at least it's Mario Party Superstars and not Super Mario Party.
It's true. It's true. Splatoon 3, cheesy.
Yay!
A year later.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, still going strong as well. So, the Switch OLED number one at 71,000. And PS5 at 45,000. So, and then the Switch, and then the Switch Lite, and then the PS5 Digital Edition, and the Xbox Series X struggling at not even 1700. So,
I'm surprised the differential in PS5 Digital versus PS5 Disc is that high.
I think I'm assuming it's what's available.
Yeah, okay, that could be.
That's my gut feeling that they've made the disc version easier to get. Well, moving on here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
Big topic. Drizzle season. What does this mean? It's drizzle season. Is this gonna be rainy the entire time we're playing? Can the paint stick to wet
paper? No, that's just the name of this season.
That'll just kill all the squid kids, right?
If it ever rains, do they all just die?
I don't know. Because there's snow.
Is it that they can't swim, or is it that they're like allergic to water?
No, according to Nintendo, it's that their skin from when they evolved, their skin is too thin for water now. So like,
if it does rain, they are screwed.
I think so. But then it makes me wonder, like, how do they shower? Do they bathe?
In ink.
In the paint.
Yeah, maybe. There you go. I don't actually know. That might
I'm calling it paint.
maybe that's what this the season is. They all just die.
Oh my god.
It's Raider Hail season.
I'm gonna say I'm a little disappointed. Because this is like a year, like this is the anniversary of Splatoon 3. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like they're doing anything special in the season for it. It just seems like another season.
I got to finish up the last season so I can get all that Nintendo stuff. I better hurry.
You're not doing that.
What? Thanks for believing in me.
Cheesy?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
No, I mean, okay, I do agree with Johnny. I think that whenever these trailers come out,
that we're going to have to break that one out.
I think whenever these trailers come out, they do a great job of like hyping up the new season. So like, even though there isn't a lot that's new or changing it up in a lot of ways, it still gets me excited to just play Splatoon, just to play with some friends and play the new maps. There's some new weapons. But as far as like a new mode, that would be nice. We haven't gotten a new mode since Clan Blitz in Splatoon 2. And now they have challenges, which is good. That adds a little variety, but they're play windows. So not everybody is going to be able to play them. Hmm. Yeah, it's a little weird.
How do you feel about the weapons this time around? Anything special?
So one is called the Dread Ringer, which is a slosher. And then the other one is a heavy edit splatling. So those are weapons I don't use, but they look pretty cool. And those are the new weapons that we're getting. I'm sure we're going to hear about new kits as we're approaching the new season. So those might be a little more interesting too. There's a new band, some new music, which is pretty cool. Oh. And then we...
And new amiibo.
Yeah, we got some new amiibo that are arriving November 17th of Shiver, Fry, and Big Man.
Do you think that's when they're going to release the
side DLC? Order?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm wondering what they'll have to announce in the supposed September Direct. I mean, we're probably getting one in September, but nothing's been confirmed. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. They always have some kind of Splatoon news. And so I'm wondering if Side Order is going to be that Splatoon news.
I think it's time. And I think a year after release makes sense. We don't know anything that's coming out in September.
Right? Yeah, there's nothing in September.
And then Mario's in October, and then under Mario in November. So September would make sense for that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Mario this year. I'm pretty excited. Not going to lie. Not going to lie.
There is this. You guys. There's a Splatfest. We got to talk about the Splatfest discussion. Real quick.
Oh, yeah. This is a controversy.
That's what I was going to bring up next.
Who has five wins? Shiver?
Shiver, no, Shiver has more than five wins, but she has won four in a row. So this could possibly be.
I'm going with Shiver.
Yeah, I know you are. No, I don't. So the Splatfest that's been announced is, who do you think would be the best leader, Shiver, Fry, or Big Man? And Shiver has won four in a row. So I made a TikTok recently asking if Splatfest is broken. And if it's just a popularity contest, if people are just choosing Shiver, or is it that Shiver is getting the better options during the themes of the Splatfest?
My question is, do people still actually care about Splatfest?
I was going to say, do people really pick based on just the icon or whatever? What are they?
The idol?
Idol. And not just like a logical, is it not an actual vote poll anymore? They're just voting with their idol?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of what I was wanting to know, because in my comments on the TikTok that I got, people are saying that they like to choose just based off of the Splatfest and the options that are given to them. And I think that's cool. That's the way I like to play as well. But then there's some that are saying that there is someone in Japan that sounds a lot like Shiver. So people think that maybe Japan players are picking Shiver the most for that reason. Or that Shiver is just getting the better options. Like maybe it has nothing to do with the idol itself.
Shiver was money last time.
Yeah.
Like that shouldn't be the popular vote out of those three.
It shouldn't
be. You would think that
I was expecting love to be the popular vote.
I thought love was going to be the popular one.
It's a baby game. You know, babies like money.
No, but money buys you better love.
That's true. You But no, I just I remember when Splatoon 1 came out, and I just loved Splatfest. The first Splatfest was cats versus dogs, and I got like really into it. Mm-hmm. And I got very upset when cats lost, because that's just not right. But now I'm just like, who cares about, like, Splatfests aren't fun to play. It's just turf war over and 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 over again. There's no real reward. Like, you get the sea snails, but like,
Johnny, it's okay. Because you don't have friends. You don't get it, man.
Is this a lazy theme? It feels like a lazy theme.
I mean, I think it was bound to happen at some point because there's.
Did they ever do a Callie Marie or a?
Yes. Yeah.
They did. Oh, they did that in two though, right?
Callie and Marie was the first one. That was their final fest.
But it was in Splatoon 2.
That was in Splatoon 1. Their,
right? Or was it in 1?
It was in
the last
one.
In Splatoon 1.
Oh, so does that mean this is the last Splatfest? They're done?
No.
I miss when they did like the cool.
What were our two? What were the two in?
Pearl and Marina.
Did they do
that?
We
didn't get a Splatfest like that, but the final fest was Chaos versus Order. So, like, that doesn't really necessarily say if Pearl or Marina was more liked. It was just which theme would you like to see? And that's, I think, the excitement behind Splatfest is you never know if these Splatfests are going to have some kind of major, major results on the next game.
Yeah, because I just want to go back to the binary-ness of it all. I don't like the three. I feel like they've had to add in different things to make points matter in different aspects, whereas in Splatoon 2, it was popularity vote, right? Did they have a popularity vote? And then the pro percentage. And the open, and then and that was it, right?
They didn't have pro or open.
Well, but wasn't there a team and a solo queue? There, I thought there were two different.
Yeah,
scores.
Maybe there was. Yeah,
and maybe it wasn't called pro and open, but like,
I want them to do more of the special themes, like the Pokemon theme, the Zelda theme was cool, and even like in Splatoon 1, they had red versus blue Pokemon, they had
SpongeBob and Patrick.
Did they have the
that cost money though? SpongeBob and Patrick probably cost money.
No, it didn't. Well, you're saying for them to cost put it them. On? Yeah.
They had the turtles. They had a turtle. They had two, I guess, technically two turtles.
Turtles might have made them money because that was tied in with a. Wasn't that right around when they were trying to promote something?
That was the
Nickelodeon show.
Yeah,
the new show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question, kind of keeping us on the Splatoon topic here. And I'm sure we've kind of dug into it a little bit, but coming up on the 1 year anniversary, I think it's maybe worth opening this can of worms. But, you know, I feel like the overarching theme from listening to you guys talk about this game a little bit is that it's not as much of a sequel to 2 as it feels like more of an expansion, right? Like there haven't been any major changes that anybody's really liked or that has been, I shouldn't say it liked, but like, I don't feel like I have any reason to go back into this game. Right. And even though 2 didn't have like the seasons or anything like that, I feel like the majority of the items are like getting stuffed in a locker and there's not much that makes your character stand out.
Oh, wait, I got news for you, Josh. Did you see the trailer? You could flip your hat around.
You sound negative. Okay. but my question is, could this game benefit from more customizable options, like you know, in Halo, you can put a little trinket on your gun that, like, you know, looks like a Lego Master Chief, or like different, like some different options, like different skins for weapons. And I know maybe in this game it would get confusing because you've got like a bunch of different
iterations of the similar gun kind of deal.
I don't know. It feels like there's a missing element to this game that it didn't iterate quite enough from the last game. And so kind of my question for you guys is, what do you think could have been added, or what do you feel like is missing that really doesn't pull you in? Because we put a lot of hours into Splatoon too. I know I did, probably more than I would have expected. Yeah. And we would stream that weekly and gear. Like,
I mean, I have some perfect gear in Splatoon 3. I'm pretty proud of it.
Hey, but what do you think? And Cheesy, being somebody who has, stuck with the game for as long as you have, what are your thoughts coming back at it?
So this conversation is always kind of tough for me, because when it comes to online shooters, people are like, well, it's just more of the same. But it's like, yeah, that's what the people like. I understand that there needs to be some changes, but at the same time, like, you're still going to keep it what it is. I would love to see more modes and being able to choose the mode that you would like to play at that time, and being told what you're going to play. Thank you. So that's a good start. I think Splatfest should change a little bit. Like, I like that it's turf war, but we need some kind of new variety. Shifty stations in Splatoon 2 were a lot of fun because there was always some kind of gimmick with the next Splatfest. And that's why people would play Splatfest, is to see what this map and the gimmick was.
Like the dome closing. That was so cool.
The dome closing. There were like switches that you would have to ink to open up areas of a map. There were like some like bouncy pads. There was invisible paths, and you could ink them to find out if that was a path that you could go down. So stuff like that. And when it comes to Splatoon, I do understand when people are like, yeah, it's just Splatoon 1.5 or Splatoon 2.5. But by the end of the game, it really does feel like it's a new game. And when we get Side Order, from what we've heard of the developers, like
3 years later.
No, I get it. But, okay, this is one of the things I wish Nintendo would improve on, and something that when it comes to next-gen hardware, we don't talk about enough, I think, is just the online. Like, and just how we want better online, but how we want them to focus on online. Because when you think about the Switch, there is no, like, mention of online, or that they even had thoughts of having a better online service. They do show people playing Splatoon in kind of an esports setting, which is cool because that's their biggest online game, or biggest, 4v4, I guess. But again, there's still local co-op. And that's a thing that we are maybe having with Super Mario Bros. Wonder, is that it might just be local co-op, but there's no focus on online. So even if they were wanting to do some big things with Splatoon 3, I don't think that they have the mindset right now to do some of the things that maybe they would like to do. I don't know. It's a good question, but like, they definitely could be doing more, but I'm also satisfied that we even have a Nintendo game like this.
Crawler, where are you at?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it exists. The promise of Side Order, like, we don't really know what that is. It's this empty promise that diehard Splatoon fans have already given Nintendo their money, and all we've gotten is a $5 vendor reskin, pretty much. And I don't know. I want to see them. I feel like Halo right now is in a good space after they've come back. Like, it's not getting a lot of fanfare, but like, Halo has repaired itself, I think, a little bit. Whereas the challenges that you have to do, the cosmetics that are available, all that kind of stuff makes your time worthwhile. Splatoon is just set.
Well, I'll piggyback on that for a second. One of the things that makes Halo fun is you have the long season, but then you have all this cool stuff that they're giving away for free, like that are like 2 week long seasons. That's like,
and that's they're doable also and obtainable like, within a window, because you only have to do it one of the 2 weeks. Like you don't have to do it the whole time.
Exactly, I think that's like a lot of the. I'm gonna say it. Live service games, they have these events that Splatfest could be an event, which it is an event, right? But you only get sea snails. You don't get to keep the shirt that you're wearing. Mm-hmm. In Splatoon 2,
they fixed that and gave it to you at the end. At the very, very end, they gave you a Splatfest replica or whatever shirt.
I don't remember that, but I was at like the Halloween event. Like they had the
masks
the,
and stuff.
Like the Jason mask and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that would be really cool if they brought that back. But we went through a Halloween already and they haven't done it. We went through New Year's and they haven't do the New Year's items. I think my issue with this game is like I was hoping I would be able that I would want to like grind it out, but the seasons like they're just not fun to play because there's like no challenges. It takes forever to level up the season. And I don't want to play every single day, you know? And they have the win per day and they get bonus points, but I don't want to play. I don't want to have to log in every single day to get just bonus points.
Well, and that's only leveling up your catalog once every day. Like it's a guaranteed almost once every day you can level up your catalog if you get a win, but leveling up your character to unlock more weapons and stuff, that is a grind. And
so
I feel like they need to adjust that a little bit. It's been that way since
forever. Add challenges, right? That's all they need. They just need to add challenges.
Well, they have, but they're just play windows. So like no, hopefully
not those kind of challenges, not those kind of challenges.
Like XP bonuses for like your XP character.
Bonuses and stuff. Like
yeah.
So you get more or find a way to get you more weapon tickets or something, because that's the only incentive that you have is you're so locked out of weapons until you level up. And I feel like they did a decent job at the beginning, kind of giving you some tickets if you had it, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
I hope for Splatoon 4, which we'll probably get fairly early on in the next console. I'm too young to know what Snake is, by the way.
Brian says, stop being lazy. This game is for the dedicated. Go play Snake, you filthy casuals.
But I feel like Splatoon 3 is like a holdover. It feels like a holdover until the next console. So I'm hoping Splatoon 4, they add a mode. Like, how do we not get a new mode? Mm-hmm. In like every online shooter, they always have like new modes on the next iteration.
And there were a couple that were data mined for Splatoon 2, and then they never showed up.
Go back though, when this game was pre-launch, we talked at length how we wanted the seasons and how that would be, but they almost swayed too far to where it was like, this is the only game I can play or at least I've got to put in
daily check-in. Which becomes, that was the problem that Destiny and some other games became, where it became a chore. And that's not fun.
Well, it's funny too, because I'm working with a publisher now. And speaking of, it's a good time to do a quick shout out for the game that we're launching. It's called Conrad Stevenson's Paranormal PI. It is a ghost game. It's out on Steam, early access. And, it's not like Phasmophobia where you're trying to get scared. You're actually trying to go in and solve why these ghosts are haunting places, and you've got your tools.
You're
it's
trying
made
to
by
solve
one guy.
The ghost does, problem in
well, just yeah. less terrifying. Like this, you could turn the jump scares off on this one. So, but no, I was talking with the owner of the company, and he's like, I don't. He goes, all these games that used to be so fun, right, then went so competitive and just focused on the competitive versus the fun, where like there's an element of fun with Halo that even if you lose right now, you still end up knocking out challenges. And it's like, even if I didn't win that game, I still was able to accomplish something in the game. Now, I will say this, if the challenges aren't done correctly, where it's like, oh, I need to use my AR while everyone else is using a BR, this is
yeah, I think,
not
I
ideal.
I think when Halo Infinite came out, like those challenges were bad.
They were bad.
Like,
they were bad. They've gotten bad. They've gotten a lot better. A lot of the past couple of weeks that I've played, it's been probably a week or two since I played, but there was a time that I was logging in almost every week to do the challenges in Halo, and I could get away with only maybe having to do one or two swaps if necessary. Some weeks I didn't even have to, and I could complete it all in Tactical Slayer with no shields, mainly BRs. And it was play your way, and it wasn't forcing you into whatever kind of flavor of the week matchmaking they wanted you to have to go and do.
How did Fortnite hit the nail on the head so well? Like Fortnite got super sweaty. Then they took building, like they made building an option. Now anybody of any skill level can play that game and have a good time with it, really.
And they give you the dopamine hits. Like everything you do, you get XP.
Yeah. And the challenges
XP.
And the challenges usually last, like they build progressively throughout the season, but they usually persist. There were some seasons that they've played around with, like the challenges going away. Like you had to do it kind of in the time of the moment. I think some of their milestone stuff this last season, the season's getting ready to come to a close here next week. But like the milestones, I have not hit as many milestones because they've been gatekeeping them to one specific thing versus they had like kind of a laundry list of stuff the last season. But that's the thing. Like you can nibble away at some of these challenges. William, my 10-year-old kind of does a decent amount. And then I have a profile for him on the PlayStation. I can log in after hours at night and get some of his challenges done for him. But for the most part, he's making progress, even though he's not the most accurate or getting the most kills or whatever. It's driving some narrative a little bit. The little bit of narrative that they have, they force you to different spots on the map to go talk to different NPCs and stuff. And it's the dopamine hit that Splatoon is missing. That they've found a small little bit with the catalog and the daily bonus that you get, but it's not enough with not seeing your character level up. It's just the catalog. Whoop.
I think he's still here.
Who turned him off?
That was he wanted to step out. He's like, this Splatoon slander, I cannot handle.
No, I mean, I think that with the seasons, they're not as great as what they could be, but it's still cool that Nintendo is at least trying to where hopefully the next gen they have it figured out, and we see more like this in other games that they're putting out.
Yeah, just it feels like they had all this content already developed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then they just had a release window, like, oh, we'll release these two weapons, you know, a year after release, but they're already ready. We're just sitting on them because they haven't made any changes to like how they do these seasons.
Well, and you look at like the end of Splatoon 2, they did some of those quality of life updates where they just gave you access to every shifty station, which was so cool for custom stuff, but there's no way to they should have just put in, like, I don't know, the rotating map stuff. I get it. It keeps people, it keeps player base high, but they got to find a way to let you play kind of what you want to play. Like, if they could have just a Shifty Station playlist or something like that would be really cool. And, yeah, and they're just, you have three options at any point in Splatoon. You can go play Salmon Run. You can go play the pro circuit. Are there two different pro circuits? There's like the ranked, and then the, is there a different one for ranked with team and ranked solo?
So yeah, you have both ranked. Now it's called Anarchy Open and Anarchy Pro, but then you also have X Battles.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, those are for the special people.
There's also table turf battle cards, or table turf battle.
Can you matchmake that now?
You can. Okay. Not
I've seen it in the lobby or whatever.
You have to be friends with that person. Oh,
never mind then.
I think you can actually set up a swim. What is it? A pool code.
I'm sure there's a website somewhere for random matchmaking with people.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
It's called Discord.
But no, I mean, I'm excited to see what Side Order is. And according to the developers, it's new gameplay that we haven't seen yet. So maybe that opens the doors for more that we'll be able to do in online battles. I don't know.
Code for believe us. Give us your $30.
When it comes to Nintendo DLC, I'm usually pretty pleased with what they're able
to do. Octo Expansion was very pleasant. I mean, I'm holding my breath for them just adding it to Nintendo Switch Online, and you stuck there eating whatever it is you've already paid for. That's what I'm hoping for, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So guys, while we're sitting here talking about this, I just got a message from somebody that wants to be a guest on the show. They also happen to be the person that voices Mipha in Breath of the Wild.
That would awesome. Be awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be a shout out to Amelia Gotham. I messaged her back on May 20th and she literally like just got me back just now. So that'll be fun to talk about what it's like doing some of the
voice maybe work somebody should finish that game then before we have a month.
hey, it says Breath of the Wild. I finished that.
Yeah, is Mipha in Tears of the Kingdom?
Rip. No. Is there a flashback with her? I don't even know.
I don't know either. Maybe. I don't want to spoil anything.
For me.
Johnny doesn't care about story though, so.
No, I don't. I really don't. You get to watch the same cutscene four times.
That's yay. True. That got old quick.
Are you even human? How do you not?
Because the stories are the same. The stories are the same. Okay, yeah, I did okay. a very right. good description of Skyward Sword story this past week. It was amazing.
Oh yeah, that needs to be a whole segment. The whole comparison to Ant-Man, like that needs to be a whole thing. You guys got some good TikTok content there if you get on that. But yeah, new amiibo announced today via tweet, because that's how Nintendo rolls now. But we got the idols for Splatoon 3. Big Man is going to be an awesome amiibo. Like that, who doesn't love that?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently everybody, because he never wins Splatfest.
I thought he was going to be the most popular. I was really kind of surprised.
So apparently in America, he still will be.
Which one's which?
So which in one America,
is
which?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, who's this?
That's Shiver.
I don't even know the other one's name. What's that one's name?
It's Fry. Fry is my favorite.
Okay.
And that guy's just named Big Man or something?
Big Man. Oh my God. Big Man. But in America, you have to buy it in a 3-pack. In Japan, they're selling them separately.
So Play Asia, you can get them probably.
Wait, for real? I thought I saw the opposite of the tweets I was seeing.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Asia is separate. And the West is 3-pack.
Is it up on Best Buy yet?
Shoot. Guess I'll have to buy the 3-pack.
Oh, dang. Yeah, like you weren't going to do that anyway.
That's going to be hard to scan them through the box, though, when they're all like that.
So, all right, predictions on how much the 3-pack is going to cost.
55. Because what's a 2-pack cost? 30?
John, you could have saved that money on Red Dead and bought 40, these Amiibo, 40,
well, no, he's... But Big Man's a big Amiibo. I think it's going to be 50 or 55.
$49.99.
Yeah, I think it's going to be $49.99.
Wow. That's pricey.
That's a lot.
Do I buy 3 Amiibo or do I buy a game?
Also, I think, so this comes out November 17th, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's when the Zelda Amiibo comes out too. Zelda.
I think you're right.
I think it's the same day.
December or November?
Maybe it's December. I thought it was November 17th. I thought it was that day. But that is Ganon is rumored to be $25.
Hey, when you're that sexy.
It's the daddy tax.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I just hope they do a better job of releasing them, unlike Mithra and Pyro.
Yeah, I still haven't got one. I haven't gotten a 2-pack.
I have two.
Must be nice.
So, according to Kotaku, the release date is just available holiday 2023 for the Tears of the Kingdom Amiibo.
Are we surprised at all that they're still doing Amiibo? Like, they've pulled way back on them. I thought it was going to kind of come to an end, but. Did they finish Smash?
No, we haven't finished Smash yet.
No, but apparently, might not get one.
Why? Because of the Disney licensing?
Is it a licensing?
Maybe it's a Disney. Just cut the chain off. Just cut the Mickey Mouse chain off, and you're good.
You can't. There's no way that they. There's no way they would allow it.
Does Disney own
just Sora? There's no.
I thought Square owned Sora.
With Disney having some property rights to it, I'm sure.
That'll be a $45 Amiibo by itself. Disney tax.
Hey, maybe they'll put Goofy with them.
Goofy and Donald are just hanging out there.
That's how you unlock Smash.
There's like a Starbucks like plastic cup that has like a pumpkin Mickey on it. It's like $49.99. You're like, how? I could print that sticker.
But there's no way. There's no way they don't release Sora, right? There's no way.
I think they have to. It would feel wrong and incomplete. Yeah.
Sakurai never said Amiibo coming soon for Sora.
That's got to be like a big announcement though, right?
No, not really. Because I think what he announced the other Amiibo in like his little... Like, here's how you use these characters.
Yeah. I think to answer your question, Josh, about Amiibo, it's interesting to see what is getting Amiibos because it does kind of seem like it's their big four. Well, kind of, because I guess we did get some Amiibo for Metroid.
Which are severely discounted now.
We didn't get an Amiibo for Pikmin 4. Like, an Ochi Amiibo is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to go to GameStop. You had to go to GameStop and get the fancy pins, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know if they have an Amiibo for Super Mario Bros. Wonder, which I doubt it.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Because how popular were the wedding time. Amiibo?
They were so popular, we got 3-packs and individuals.
The 3-pack was hard to find, though, after the fact.
Well, it's that time. We've made it 1 hour of...
We didn't even talk about Pokemon.
Talking about video games. We didn't even talk about
Pokemon. There was nothing to talk about in that presents. Like, it was... It was pointless.
Mewtwo and Mew are in Unite.
I think that's a lot of reason to talk about Pokemon and how it just needs to change.
Yeah, everything that they're saying, and it's like coming to Terror Raid Battle, like that's not fun. Like that's not content either.
What aren't I okay? Now, from my understanding, don't you need to play some of these Terror Raids in order to be able to?
Yeah, you have to have like Mew? Super strong Pokemon to be able to go in and get these super strong Pokemon. So it's like the rich become rich. Richer.
Would you guys be surprised if I already had some of those?
Because you're just a charity case for the
and you can't trade them.
You're just a charity case for the Pokemon Elite. That's all you are.
Listen, I fought hard. For those
you were passed out probably 90% of the Terror Raid.
Did you get your Mew? You gotta get your Mew and then you gotta train it up because it's only level 5 when you get it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like so you have to, you get the free Mew and you're supposed to use that Mew against Mewtwo that's coming in a week and a half. And then they're releasing other raids that like there's Blissey where it drops a ton of candy, so you could just level up the Mew that way.
This isn't Pokemon Red where you have the glitch and you just clone rare candies in your inventory slot 3. You know,
yeah.
But this is interesting because to me this feels like a step in the right direction where there's like there's more reason to do the Terror Raids where before it was like, okay, cool, I'll just collect this one special Pokemon, but like. Now there's a reason to go in and do like it's almost like an added challenge, right? But I don't know. Maybe my perspective is skewed. It actually made me excited to potentially jump in.
You're skewed because you got powerful friends.
Worked. I feel like there's a Star Wars quote somewhere there. Your faith in your friends is yours. Yeah, well, okay, I guess we're gonna rip Pokemon a new one next week, so stay tuned for the next episode of the Nintendo Powercast. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate you, and leave your thoughts over on Spotify. We'd love to hear from you. Bye, everybody.